think about it. How many times a day, an hour, a week, a month, do you have those moments where you don't feel like doing the things you know you need to do? Deep down, you know you need to do them, you want to do them, you have desire to do them. And sometimes we just can't get it done. You look at traditional time management, goal setting, or diets. They work when we can stick to them and we follow the system, but many times we can't keep ourselves on the system. And I think one of the reasons why is that we really don't understand motivation. Yes, I'm saying motivation. Some people don't like motivation because it doesn't last. Well, neither does shaving or taking a bath or washing your car, but it's good to do it every once in a while and tap in to the inner motivations that is going to drive you to exponential success. So what I found is a formula to keep you motivated, to keep you on track, to stay focused, to help you do the things that you want to do. It was very frustrating to me. I've done success seminars all over the country and talked about skills and techniques that people need to do to increase happiness and success in their life. And after the convention or after the seminar, people would come up and you could see the spark in their eyes. You could light a match with their energy. They were going to do it. They were going to change. They wanted it so bad. And I'd tell them, that's great, let's exchange emails, let's stay on the right path. And some people made some great changes, and others fell back in the zone. That's where they didn't want to be. And so I went back to the drawing board and spent 10 years doing the research. What is it that causes us to stay on track, to stay motivated, to do the things that we really want? Again, success is an open book test. Now understand, you don't need motivation if you're going down the wrong path, if you're going towards the wrong objective. Of course, the first thing is setting your foundation and going after the right target. So I'm not looking just to motivate, but to educate and inspire and get ourselves to do the things we know we should be doing, to love what you want to do. So think about it. What do you love to do? What inspires you? What do you want to become? Or on the flip side, think about what are some of the things you don't want to do? What is something you've learned in your past? If you weren't surrounded by family and friends, what would you dedicate your life to? What are some exciting reasons to get you up in the morning? We all want success and we all want it now. And the perception is we don't have time for things to work out. We don't have the time to see if it'll work. We want instant gratification and results. We are looking for the quick fix that will take the least amount of effort. Now understand, we've talked about this. There is no quick fix, no magical wand for us to wave. There's a certain path and certain things that you need to be doing. Again, exponential success is like mathematical science. Now, of course, you can do it the fast way. Now, with mathematical calculations, you have to go through the process. You can't skip the process to get the right answer, but you can do it the fast way, with a calculator, with the right signs, or do it the slow way on paper. But you still have to make the calculations. And understand, you've probably seen this in your own life, that a quick fix tends to only be a temporary solution. You need to find that passion. For example, if you haven't eaten in 24 hours, you are hungry, you are driven and motivated to find food. This consumes your mind and your thoughts. You are making plans to get food and visualizing the taste, the texture of the food you're going to eat. That's the same type of drive and vision you need to reach your passion. Be careful as you start to fulfill your dream and your passion not to lose that drive. After you've eaten, you tend to satisfy that craving and forget about the drive you had to achieve that goal. Keep the hunger alive. We have to fulfill our own dreams. Not our parents' dreams, friends' dreams, or neighbors' dreams. They must be our own. Many times we get caught up in somebody else's dreams or ambitions or motivation. And we think, yeah, that's what I want. When in reality, you want something different. When you have the passion for what you want to do and become, there's no stopping you. As you reinforce this dream, you'll be successful. You will know it's worth it to move and grow and achieve. You will not even hesitate or blink an eye when you hit the first obstacle. You will find out how to do it. And as people would come up from these success seminars with that spark in their eye and their energy, I was thinking, how can I get them to the next level? How can I get people to stay on goal, to stay focused, to do the things that they want to do? And so we went back to the drawing board and studied and researched what it is that can get people to do what they want to do. Because the desire's there, we just got to find the drive. I can ask anybody on the street and say, excuse me, sir, would you like to have better relationships, lose weight, be financially independent? Most people say yes. And you say, what are you doing about it? And you get that blank look in their eye. They want it. How do you turn that want into a burning desire, a driving force that will compel you to help you do the things that you want to do, to stay focused, even at times when, which will happen in your life, you don't feel like doing the things you know you need to do. When you study motivation, you have to look at the word motivation. Motive is the root. And when you do the basic research on motivation, the bottom line, there's only two motivators in life. The only two things that'll get you out of bed to get you moving in the morning or at any time, and those two motivators are inspiration and desperation. Some call it pleasure and pain, some call it reward and punishment, however you want to label it, that is the two basic forms of motivation. Inspiration starts with aspiration and ambition. Inspiration is rooted in your emotions. This is the key to long-lasting exponential motivation. Many don't like the word motivate. Many think motivation is a waste of time. Some have been motivated down the wrong road. And I'll agree, motivation is useless unless you're moving in the right direction. True motivation is self-motivation. It has to come from within. It has to be internalized if it's going to work. Some feel it won't last, that it's only a temporary feeling and it won't do any good. That's incorrect. You need to be able to motivate and inspire yourself. If you wait for someone else to motivate and inspire you and get you in the right track, you could be waiting a long time. Then on the flip side, you could motivate anybody in this world with desperation. The challenge with desperation is it's rooted in logic. It's very short-term, it's very temporary, but the majority of the people go through life being motivated by desperation, doing things because they have to. It's like a cattle prod. You could motivate anybody in the world with desperation. Think about it. If you have any lazy teenagers or people that you cannot motivate, desperation will work every time. If your lazy teenager is sitting on the couch and he won't get up, you go out to the garage and get a can of gasoline and light the couch on fire, you see instant motivation. And once the fire's out and you've probably been put into jail, the teenager turns back into a lazy teenager because it was desperation, it was short-term, and it was rooted out of logic. The key is to be able to motivate and inspire yourself on a daily basis. It is temporary if you're not doing it right. Motivation must be done every day or it starts to show. Imagine not taking a bath for a week. Those around you will start to notice something's not right. There is no such thing as a lazy person, only a person who is not inspired to do anything with their lives and they have given up. So understand, when motivation is internal, you will not fall back into your old habits. Now when I talk about motivation, I'm not talking about jumping around and being spastic. That's more like being out of control. I'm talking about inner drive, aspiration, and determination to achieve and do what you really want to do. So, what is driving you to achieve? What are the reasons for you to do the things you know you need to do? Motivation moves you into action. You have to have a reason to do the things you know you need to do. Just because someone else wants you to do it is not going to move you into a lasting action. Temporary action, but not lasting action. You can enhance your motivation and inspiration when you can see the future and what benefits you will enjoy. You have to understand exactly what it's going to cost you. Know the time and effort and skill required to achieve your objective. Believe in yourself. Know that you can do it. If you do not see yourself accomplishing your objective, you won't be able to proceed any further. Monitor your progress so you know where you need to go. You don't have to have a shocking event to kick off motivation. Sure, it helps. Sure, you can wait for the pain to change to be greater than the pain not to change. So look at your future and use inspiration to make the changes before you have to. Because motivation is an external force or an internal emotion which compels us to take action or to refrain from action. Know what's motivating you. Is it inspiration? Is it desperation? Is it internal? Is it external? If it's external, you're responding to stimulation from outside sources. You can motivate yourself, but you have to clarify four things in your mind. Is it worth it? What are the rewards? Do I have the skills and resources to make it happen? Do I really want to do it? And add one to that, what are the consequences if you don't? So let's find the drive and the courage you need to maintain your desire to achieve your objective. If you don't, you'll be back to square one at the first sign of opposition. Don't let life control you. Maintain your drive and your courage. If you don't feel motivated about yourself and your life, you need to sit down and make some bigger, more inspiring goals. Make them more challenging. If you can't get out of bed in the morning, You need to change your vision. You need to find the things that inspire you into action. And as you study motivation, you understand that we're either moving towards something or away from something. These are the only things that will move you to action. Unfortunately, most people are moved into action by desperation. When we become creature of habits or dwelling in our comfort zones, you become complacent and become dull and senseless and put up with mediocrity. If you do the same thing for a while, you'll lose your edge and you'll fall into bad habits and get into those routines and ruts that will impede you from exponential success. When this happens, you're on the fast track to failure and unhappiness. And when the excitement and inspiration dies, you get complacent. You don't want to make any mistakes. You're just going through the motions. Or we wait for the fear of desperation to hit, or that moment when we know we have to do it and we have no other option. When we don't work on ourselves, we digress. We could never stay the same. We are either better or worse in some area of our life every day. So if you're not working on yourself, you start to digress and you will hit desperation. You will panic and work on yourself just enough to get back in your comfort zone. This is what I call the digression cycle. Many people get stuck in the cycle and never get out. When you hit desperation, you've been neglecting yourself for months or even years. Neglect tends to compile. You might not notice at first, but neglect is the cause of depression. Desperation is a great motivator, but you can never reach exponential success until you use the other motivator, inspiration. Make sure you don't get into the trap of the digression cycle. Let me give you an example. Let's say your high school reunion's coming up and you've been eating the things you shouldn't be eating. You know you shouldn't be eating them, but you have. And your high school reunion's coming up and you want to get into this dress or suit that hasn't fit for a long time, and you panic and you work on yourself just enough so that dress or that suit fits. You go to the reunion, and then after that desperation passes, you fall back into the eating habits and you're back to square one. When we use inspiration, we are enthusiastic about ourselves and what we are going to do and what we're going to accomplish. How do we find that inspiration? We have to find the reasons that inspire us to improve ourselves and our condition. What is our purpose? What are the reasons behind our goals and objectives? It has to dazzle your emotions. Remember that desperation, you're moved by logic. It is logical you need to go to work, because if you don't, you'll get fired. Emotionally, you don't want to go, but logically, you feel you need to go to work. When you use inspiration, you've tapped into your emotions and a long-term permanent driving force. So one of the keys is to emotionalize your dreams. Don't just put numbers and facts and figures down on a piece of paper. Turn them into emotion. Understand, if you want to earn $100,000 a year, why? Family deserves the best. Get a new home. Get out of debt. Dream vacation. Cabin in the mountains. What are the reasons? The numbers, the facts, and the figures aren't the ones that will emotionalize your dreams and turn your objectives into reality. So let me map this out for you. This will be in your workbook, but I want to kind of map out the different levels of motivation so you can look at your life at different times and different situations and realize on different days, on different hours, it might be inspiration, might be a desperation, might be internal, might be external, that will motivate you and help you take things to the next level. If you're in the car, visualize with me. If you're sitting down, let's draw this out. I want you to show the different quadrants of the motivation equation. Draw a horizontal line. On the left, right, desperation. On the right, inspiration. Make it into a quadrant. Do a vertical line right through the middle. And on the top, right, internal. And on the bottom, right, external. So let's revisit the example of your present job. If you look at the lower left-hand quadrant, write in the word fear. You're going to work out of external desperation. You hate your job. You don't want to go. It's giving you headaches, but you go out of fear, because if you know you don't go, something bad's going to happen. You're going to lose your job, lose your house, lose your car. It's going to have a domino effect. And so you go out of desperation, external desperation, and that gets you to work. But again, when you're using desperation as a motivator, it will not get you on the fast track to long-term success. When you're using desperation, it also could be a form of compliance or obligation. If you write in the upper left-hand quadrant, the internal desperation, write in the word duty. That internal desperation, you go to work out of duty because they're giving you a paycheck. There's employees that you need to manage. There's a project you need to finish. You just feel this obligation, this duty to be compliant, to do what they've asked you to do, even though deep down you don't want to do them. Again, come with me to the other side, to inspiration. If you look at the lower right-hand quadrant, that external inspiration, write down the word respect. It could be out of love. It could be out of loyalty, meaning out of external inspiration, you go to work to provide the best for your family, to take your spouse on a cruise, to send your children to the best school. These external things inspire you to take things to the next level. Now, top of the list, internal inspiration, right in the word passion. Inspiration's rooted in emotion. It creates commitment. When you have that passion, you do not leave an alarm clock to wake yourself up in the morning. You're motivated. You're driven. You're going to work because you love what you're doing. You're changing the world. You've tapped into your inner wants and needs, and you're doing what you want to do. That's passion. Understand, it's so important to realize that desperation is better than inactivity. I'll admit, I've never been inspired to go to the dentist. That's usually done out of desperation. And the reason this motivation equation is so important to you to realize that every day is different. Every hour is different. And so what I want you to do, go to your workbook and actually write in each area one of the things that drives you to action. One of your fears. What are you doing out of duty? What are you doing out of love and respect? And what is your passion? And when you have a day when you don't feel motivated and don't feel like doing the things you know you need to do, look at it and find one of these things. Now, some days it'll be desperation, but my hope for you as you continue on the road to exponential success is that you'll spend more time in inspiration and less time in desperation as you crack the code to success. So one of the keys is finding passion. And when you find that passion, you are unstoppable and you are doing the things you want to do without those around you pressuring to do the things you don't want to do. So there's the question, how do you find your passion? How do you maintain that passion? We'll discuss this, but first, understand that you can fall from passion. We see people who find their passion but do not reinforce that passion and eventually are doing the thing they are passionate about for different reasons. Sometimes out of duty, sometimes out of desperation, maybe sometimes out of fear. You know, think about that job you had a passion for. Now, after you've lost that passion, you begin to do it out of commitment, then respect, then soon maybe even duty. And always feed that passion. Do what you love to do. Think about what you want to become. Now, if you don't know, don't panic. That's part of life, sculpting, finding a little bit every day. In the worst case scenario, find out what you don't want to do. Life is the time for us to find that passion. And it probably won't happen on the first try. Keep searching and narrowing it down. Think about what's excited you in the past. If you had no friends or family, what would you dedicate your life to? What are the reasons you get up in the morning? When you get to that passion level, you have to maintain that passion, the reasons you are internally inspired. When you get to the passion level, you have to maintain that passion for the reasons that originally internally inspired you. You have to continue to let your emotions keep your fire burning. Logic will not let you maintain that level of passion. Find the reasons and the purpose that internally inspired you to achieve greatness in your chosen area. Remember the things that drove you to passion. Remember the experiences, the people, the books that inspired you to achieve that level of motivation. Keep the score. Are you still winning or have you become complacent? When you start going through the motions, this is one thing that'll kill your passion. You're no longer doing it out of passion, but you're doing it out of habit or out of duty. Yes, this is still better than not doing anything at all, but this is one of the reasons why we quit doing the things we're so excited about. Make sure your desire is aligned with your drive. They have to match to stay in that passion zone. So some of the ways to build that hunger, build that passion, build that drive is to find what you love to do. Look for a mentor. Taking responsibility for your life. Reading inspirational material, tapping into your spiritual awareness, and surrounding yourself with other successful people. Just to review, we know what we should be doing. We know how to get there. We strive to avoid the pain rather than seek happiness or go after what we really want. Bottom line, let's review. You need to learn to motivate and inspire yourself. Finding that passion, finding that conviction. As Thomas Carlyle says, conviction is worthless unless it's converted into conduct. What is it that causes us to lose sight of our objective once we're so excited to achieve it? Let's say, for example, since we've been using weight loss, that I want to lose 30 pounds, and I'm adamant to lose weight. I tell my family and friends I'm going to do a new person. I'm inspired. I'm excited. I'm passionate about it. I buy the exercise equipment, or I get the health club membership. I quit eating the fatty foods. I'm doing great. I'm losing weight. I've never felt better. I'm mastering myself and achieve my goals. And many of us have been through this scenario in different aspects of our lives. But then after a month or two, the steam wears off and we start slipping. And before we know it, we're back into our old habits. Why does this happen? Our intentions were so good. We had the passion and we internally inspired to lose weight. We have to be careful and nurture that passion and stay on track. Just with any living organism, it must be nourished every day. Now let's just talk about some of those reasons that can throw you from passion, throw you from inspiration into desperation, or even worse, into inactivity and indifference. One of them could be that it wasn't actually your passion. It was somebody else's passion. You were renting somebody else's goals. You have to find what you love to do. As Martin Luther King says, if a man hasn't discovered something that he will die for, he isn't fit to live. And when you find your passion, what's close to your heart, you find a source of energy that will launch you into great success, exponential success. Take a look at your attitude. As you know, your attitude comes from your expectations. You decide. Don't let others decide. Sometimes it's diminishing intent. Sometimes you fall into indifference because you're a fair-weathered fan. You're not seeing the results that you want. You fall back into becoming a creature of habit. It could be a lack of persistence, lack of goals, objectives. You're blinded by secondary activities. You're not staying focused. Sometimes there's no sense of urgency, no deadline, no consequence. And sometimes when you lose that desire and drive, it wasn't your passion. It was only a wish or dream. Then, of course, there's diffusion of responsibility, blaming somebody else for what's happening, what's going on in your life. You're going to hit a roadblock, and when that happens, you need to be prepared what you're going to do about it, how you're going to get through it. Some people lose it from lack of support or peer pressure, the lack of self-control, the inability to see the future or their vision. They haven't seen themselves with the goal already obtained in their mind. Sometimes it's lack of education and knowledge. They just don't know how to do it. It could be lack of energy or poor health. Sometimes we feel overwhelmed when we need to break it down into smaller, manageable, bite-sized pieces. Then the analyticals and logicals waiting for everything to be just right, all their ducks to be in a row before they start. And bottom line, as you get on the road to success and you try to make the changes in your life, you will get discouraged. It takes hunger to develop the courage to try again and again and never quit. Some people are naturally hungry. Some have hunger imposed upon them by circumstances. If you are not naturally motivated, you're going to have to learn how to make yourself hungry. Don't get discouraged when you don't see the results, or you feel like you're getting stuck in a rut, or when you don't feel the rewards coming fast enough. Or maybe it's feeling a little uncomfortable or unnatural to you because it's not something you've done in the past. And of course, find the courage and the emotional mastery. When you've had a bad day and you don't care anymore and the emotions are just starting to rage, you need to back up and realize that your emotions come from your thoughts. And you need to dig deep and find out what's triggering those emotions that's trying to stop you from achieving what you know you need. What I'm trying to say is that you will probably hit a roadblock, and that's okay. That's part of the process. Take a look at the psychology of motivation. Look at the motivational quadrants, the motivation equation, and figure out your own unique psychology. Every day, every hour is different. Again, sometimes it might be desperation. That's okay. My goal for you as you get on the road to exponential success is to spend less time in desperation and more time in inspiration. And that roadblock, the obstacles, it's not always going to be clean sailing. There'll be some trials, there'll be some hard times. This is normal, and it's part of life's process to test you to see if your passion is truly your passion. If you give up, it was never your passion. You never owned it. You were just borrowing it because it felt good. Find out within yourself how bad you want this objective. Are you willing to pay the price of passion and true success? When you tap into that, nothing will stop you. There's no roadblock, no negative criticism. Nothing will stop you as you continue on the road to exponential success.